It's time for Piers Pioneer Sports. Hello, everyone. I'm Rick Grammond. Thanks for joining me on You Are There Sports for more Pioneer Sports activities. Pioneer Sports is brought to you by Marshick Insurance, Radio Shack, your authorized Verizon retailer, RE/MAX Central and Dave Fisher, The Brickyard, Family Medical Center and St. Gabriel's Hospital, Amp Fitness, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating, and the Piers Fire Department. Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports is also brought to you by Bob's Lumber and Supply, West Buckman Electric, The Insurance Shop, Becker Screen Printing and Design and the Clothesline, Gertz Concrete, Horizon Health, Kenko Drywall, the Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, the Red Rooster, Schomer Insurance, and the Piers School District. And now let's head to the action for Piers Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports.
Hey, good evening and welcome everyone to the warm inside of Memorial Athletic Center in Piers. Rick Grammond with you on You Are There Sports. It's boys basketball tonight as the Piers Pioneers welcome in the Wolves of Malacca. Pioneers are on a nice, exciting streak here. They've won two really close ball games this week. They were here and defeated Holdingford 74-72 Tuesday night. And then they went down to Howard Lake Waverly Winsted last night and played double overtime with the Pioneers coming out 78-74 victors in that one. So back-to-back exciting wins this week. They'll try and make it a three-win week here against the Malacca team that'll enter tonight's game under the direction of head coach Derek Miller with a record of 2 wins and 11 losses. However, they did win their most recent contest. They defeated Mora at Mora on Thursday night. They beat the Mustangs pretty handily by 13, 59-46 for just their second win of the season. Their prior win was the opening game. They were in that St. John's prep tournament over the holidays, same tournament that, well, teams like Holdingford, Eden Valley, Watkins, and Swanville were in. And it was a win for Malacca over Swanville, 65-61 in the quarterfinals there. So those are their two wins, Swanville and Mora, so far as the Wolves, 2-11 out of the Granite Ridge, where they are 1-6 on the season. We'll be back. We'll visit with the head coach of the Pioneers, Matt Pepping. He'll talk about the exciting games the Pioneers have played this week, what has keyed them to success. And we'll do that after this. It's Piers and Malacca on a cold Saturday night here in central Minnesota. We're about 3 minutes away from the opening tip-off for boys basketball tonight on You Are There Sports.
The playoffs have started and the big game is fast approaching. Make sure that you're ready to entertain this year with a new TV from Design Electronics Radio Shack. Hi, this is Steve. Stop in and check out our huge selection of LG Ultra 4K TVs. Their picture is so unbelievable that you'll think that you're watching the game from the sidelines. Plus, we offer delivery and setup so you don't even have to lift a finger. Throw the ultimate football party this year with a new LG Ultra 4K TV from Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Premium Concrete, based in Piers, is a small yet resourceful concrete company providing residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. Established in 2011, their growing concrete company has quickly earned a reputation for timeliness, reliability, and an eye for detail. Co-owners and operators Matt Seppelt and Chris Young work with 20-plus years of combined experience in the concrete industry. Their full-service concrete company provides services ranging from concrete removal to floating slabs and everything in between. As a small concrete company, they're able to more easily monitor quality control throughout all aspects of their business, products used, safety, employees, and customer service. Their small-town basis lends itself to more personalized services, while their numerous years of concrete experience lends itself to time efficiency and the highest level of work. Contact them for your next concrete project. At Premium Concrete, they pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Chris or Matt. Chris's number is 320-292-9635 or Matt's number 320-293-2893. Joining me on tonight's pregame show, he's the head coach of the Pioneers, Matt Pepping. And Matt, quite a week it's been for your team. Plenty of excitement for you.
Yeah, won our close one Tuesday night versus Holdingford, and then last night in Howard Lake, battled back and got a victory in double overtime. So, yeah, nice to see us winning close games.
The Holdingford game, you know, they're a much improved team. What kind of challenge type of game was that? A lot of points in that one, too.
Yeah, Blake Patrick really, I mean, as he goes, as they go, and they got a couple good shooters that live off his penetration and a nice big guy in Meyer. So, yeah, they're much improved from years past, and Nate's doing a great job over there, but it was nice to get a conference win.
Yeah, and you made it a double overtime win last night down in Howard Lake, Waverly, Winsted. It's always a kind of a rough place to play. It's a long bus ride down there, and you contend with a great shooter like Cole Gagneau down there. But how did that play out at the end of regulation in the overtime periods?
We were down 60-68 at one point, and then we went on a 10-2 run to close out the game, so 70-70 into overtime, and both teams scored only 2 points in the first overtime. And the second overtime, we kind of took control, and Aaron got a couple points. Mike had a couple layups and got a four-point lead, and then it was over. But, yeah, we need to do a better job on shooters tonight, and hopefully we can do that versus this team.
What keyed that late scoring run to get you back in the game?
Just ball pressure. Nick Harold did a great job off the bench for us. Got a couple steals, had five straight points at one time to get us 65-68, and then he got another steal to make it 67-68. So, yeah, great job by him coming off the bench and really playing a big role.
Well, you try for a week sweep. Now you got Malacca here in town, a team that's struggling to get wins. You want to close out the week on a very high note.
Yeah, hopefully we can get this one. This is a section game, even though they're only 2-11, but we can't overlook them. They're a good team, and they have capable scorers. They played Little Falls tough, beat Mora a couple nights ago, so we'll have our hands full.
Are you guys slowly getting healthy?
Yeah, I think so. We're starting to get our feet under ourselves and in condition. The first few games, I thought we were sucking air a lot, and now we're doing a better job of just keeping our feet and stuff.
All right, Coach, good luck here against the Wolves.
Thanks, Rick.
All right, Matt Pepping, Coach of the Pioneers, with us on You Are Their Sports.
The holiday party season is here, and there's no better place to host your gathering than the Red Rooster in Genola. Call them today at 468-9996 to make your reservations. On Wednesdays at the Red Rooster, it's the famous bologna day from 11:30 until everything's gone. All you can eat bologna, buttered homestyle bread, baked beans and horseradish, all for just $6. On Thursday nights, Bar Bingo starts at 6 p.m. with progressive jackpots. And on Saturday afternoons, the popular meat raffles begin at 2 with meat packages provided by Thielen Meats. Like Red Rooster on Facebook to see their live music schedule on the weekend. Supporting the Piers Pioneers, it's the Red Rooster in Genola.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me Dave Fisher a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Only 0.5% of all high school student athletes play basketball in college, but all 100% of them become adults. That's why playing basketball in their high school team is so important. High school athletes learn life lessons that help them grow up, lessons that can't be taught in the classroom and often aren't taught at home. This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Family Medical Center, with offices in Little Falls, Piers, and Randall, brings quality family medicine, general surgery, internal medicine, obstetrics and gynecology, and pediatric care to the people of central Minnesota. Family Medical Center may have 22 providers and 5 separate medical specialties, but they all have only one focus, caring for the health needs of you and your family. Schedule an appointment today by calling 320-631-7000.
All for one, you, St. Gabriel's Hospital.
All right, welcome back to Memorial Athletic Center, where the anthem and lineups have been announced by Brian Faust. So we're ready to go with Malacca in white with red letters and numerals and highlights, and the Pioneers in black tonight. Starting lineup for Malacca head coach Derek Miller. Not a lot of size. Two teams pretty evenly matched height-wise. And jumping center, it'll be Matthew Franson against Michael Meyer. Michael wins the majority of his taps this year, and he's won that one. Into the hands of Johnny Casper, sporting the red headband tonight. Aaron Weber, Matt Townes, Michael Meyer, and Broderick Leshinsky starting five for Piers. It's a zone for Malacca to begin defensively. Weber, his first touch, fires it back out. Townes rains down a three from the left side, and the Pioneers are up early. They apply pressure, and dribbling it into the front court with little trouble is Mitchell Garber, 6'1 junior. Matt Franson is a 6'2 junior. Jimmy Crott, 6'2 junior. Dylan Ash is their center at 6'4, a sophomore. And Blake Keel, a 6' junior, rounding out the lineup for Malacca. And they throw it away as Jimmy Crott tried to find Ash cutting through the paint. And he sailed it to the split the pot table. 3-0 Pioneers on a Comet, Townes 3. Last night, Matt was Comet. Tonight, Matt is Townes. A minute in, Matt left side, out top, Johnny Casper. Pioneers win in double overtime last night at Howard Lake Waverly Winstead. Here's Weber, back out, Leshinsky. I know the C-Squad game went overtime tonight with Malacca. Malacca won the JV game. Tip and a steal. Keel picks it off. In transition, it's Garber, no. Rebound, Dylan Ash. His shot on the follow-up is good. And it's 3-2, and Malacca is on the scoreboard. 3-2 on the Ash putback. Out top, they flip it out to Weber. Back to Leshinsky. His three is good. Broderick. He was right in the steps that Townes hit his from. Same spot, left side of the arc. And it's a 6-2 start for the Pioneers. Running the point now is Blake Keel, the younger brother of the Keel boys that play Victory League for the Piers Bulldogs. There's an errant shot, whistle, and Weber couldn't control it. He's called for a double dribble on the baseline. And Malacca will inbounds near the corner. Brandon and Brian Keel, Blake's older brothers. Down into the left corner, this is Jimmy Crott. Back out to Keel at the point. Signals the play. 15:50 to play here. In front of the home crowd at Piers tonight. 6-2 lead for the Pioneers. Top of the key, Crott drives. Little trouble with the dribble. Pass deflected by Leshinsky to Townes. 2-on-1 with Weber. Matt gives it up and Weber lays it in. Nice little bounce pass from Matt Townes. And Weber's got two. 8-2. Pioneers now by 6 and playing D. Into the lane. Knocked out of bounds by Weber. As coming down the lane from the top of the key was Jimmy Crott to get a pass. Crott now will inbounds left baseline. Into the low post, back out top into the hands of Blake Keel. Couple of Central Minnesota Conference teams were in action today, including Eden Valley Watkins at Target Center. They beat Watertown Mayor today 65-60. And Rockford defeated Maple Lake today. Pretty handily. We've seen Rockford. They beat the Pioneers at St. Cloud State earlier this season. As the Wolves continue to work it on the perimeter, 8-2 Piers, 14:50 to go. Rockford defeated Maple Lake 77-53. Maple Lake got knocked off at Belgrade Brutinel Rosa by a bucket last night. It's 57-55. Shot in, no, and that was Ash, and he gets his own miss to keep the possession alive. Now, three-pointer off the mark, and again, Ash, and he'll be fouled by Michael Meyer. So Dylan Ash, the 6'4 sophomore, working hard under the glass to keep possessions alive. And it'll be an inbounds on the baseline. Cutting off the inbounds and laying it up and in for Malacca is Matthew Franson. 8-4 in favor of Piers as Casper fires it to Leshinsky. Back to Casper at the point into the lane. Weber quickly to Townes. Now Leshinsky Into the lane, Weber open, four-footer in the paint, good. Four for Weber.
Aaron Weber.
10-4, Piers. We've played almost 4 minutes here. 6-7, Piers, 2-11, Malacca going at it tonight. Left side for Matthew Franton. He's being defended by Casper. Jump stop, kicks it out to the wing to Krott. Right side, cross court for Keel. Quick release, air ball. Ash chases, saves it in, but to Leshinsky. Pioneers look to run. Casper with the Wolves getting back. Casper stops at the free throw line. Open, Tauges three. That's off the back rim. Meyer offensive rebound. Back out front. Weber to Leshinsky. Three-pointer left corner. Short rebound for Malacca. That was Franson collecting the rebound and gets it off to Blake Keel. Keel will run the show out front near the logo at midcourt. 13:22 to go. Leshinsky overplays the passing lane. Malacca gets the ball down deep, and now Leshinsky recovers and forces a held ball as Jimmy Krott got tied up by Broderick Leshinsky. 13:18 to go, 10-4 Pioneers. Baseline right pass in for the white-clad Wolves. For Blake Keel at the point, the 6 foot junior. Left side, Franson spinning on Casper. Kept his feet down. Left-handed three is up. Rims out. Tauges elevates for the rebound. And here comes the junior guard for the Pioneers, giving it up to Leshinsky. One hand pass down low. Quick spin. Meyer finds Casper inside. Lays it up and in for two. Casper off a Michael Meyer bounce in the lane. And it's 12-4 with 12:50 to go. Both coaches wearing red tops and black slacks here tonight. Pioneers get a turnover. Leshinsky out top. In transition, Meyer mishandles it, and here comes Malacca running with Franson left side. Weber stopped the dribble drive. Back out, Keel open, three from 20, no rebound to Meyer. Up ahead comes Weber with the Wolves back defensively on a one-on-three, and Weber will slow tempo. Back to Weber off a Casper feed. Aaron lines up a three. It's long. Rebound for the Wolves. Mitch Garber with the rebound. 12:15 to play. 12-4. Piers with the lead. Malacca with the ball. Pick and roll doesn't develop, so firing a three is Franson. That rolls off the rim, and Weber is there for the rebound. Here's Tauges down in the right corner for Johnny Casper. Cross-court pass picked off. Jimmy Krott saw that one coming, and he's got a steal. And we're down to 11:45 to play. Wolves with Ash out top. Down to the left corner. Pioneers matching up man-to-man defensively. Ash flashes into the high post, rotates the ball, now gets it back, turns around softly off the glass, doesn't go. Here comes Johnny Casper pushing it behind the back to the top. Left side, transition three, Leshinsky buried it. Broderick Leshinsky in rhythm knocks it down. He's hit a pair of those, and it's now an 11-point lead, 15-4. And a timeout for the Wolves. At the 11-10 mark, the Pioneers have an 11-point lead over Malacca. Piers 15, Malacca 4.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Piers, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
During the timeout, Coach Pepping inserts Nick Harold into the lineup. He takes over for Matt Tauges at one of the guard spots. Malacca stays with their original five. Three for Garber is halfway down and pops out. Meyer off one bounce with the rebound. Back the other way, Leshinsky drifts back, and they'll reset now with Casper. Johnny Casper dribbling at midcourt. High post comes Leshinsky, knocked loose. It's on the floor, picked up by the Wolves' Franson. Back the other way come Malacca with Krott to Keel. Keel being hounded by Nick Harold. Quickly down low. Good seal off inside by Dylan Ash. Ash sealed his defender, got a nice entry pass, and laid it up. And now Casper almost threw it away, except for the soft hands of Meyer. And there's a ball tipped out, saved by Malacca's Crot. 15-6 Piers with 10 minutes to go in the first half. Into the lane. Inside, they get it down to Ash again, and he scores. Back-to-back baskets for 6'4 sophomore Dylan Ash. And out of the Malacca timeout, they've responded with a little 4-0 run here. 15-8 now. Broderick Leshinsky to Casper left side. Bryce Colgraf will come in on the next dead ball for Malacca, their first sub. He's at the scorer's table as Casper tries to back down his defender. Good defense provided by Crot, and Johnny gives up the ball back to Weber. Weber off a pick and roll with Meyer. Gets it to Michael, lays it up and in.
Basket by number one, Michael Meyer.
All five starters have scored for Piers, and it's 17-8. Garber, right side, guarded by Weber. To the left side, three for Crot. Long rebound, Casper. He's got Leshinsky ahead. Johnny Steams ahead, goes strong to the basket and draws a foul going up. Casper will shoot two free throws. From midcourt on, Johnny had his mind made up. He was going to the basket.
Franson
called for the foul. That's the first Malacca foul of the ball game, and Johnny Casper will shoot a pair of free throws here. Johnny's a 63% free throw shooter, averaging 9 points a game. That one's in and out. Hunter Bednar will replace Michael Meyer, and Bryce Colgraf comes in, replacing Blake Keel. Piers 17, Malacca 8, 8:59 left first half. Second is good. And the Pioneers' lead is 10 with 9 minutes to go. Some pressure lightly applied by the Pioneers. Casper will defend as the Wolves work it up court with a slow dribble by Matt Franson. Top of the key now. Franson looks like he wants to work the offense left side. Knocked loose momentarily by Casper. Flips it back to Crot. Crot goes right side for Colgraf. Just into the game, guarded by Harold. Pass inside, foul away from the ball. Bednar, I believe, called for a hold. And Hunter does pick up his first foul. Second team foul on the Pioneers. And now Noah Bozer will make his first appearance. He'll replace Broderick Leshinsky.
Number 20, Peyton Talbert.
And Malacca will make a substitute as well. Aaron inbounds pass is picked off by Casper, and his pass goes behind Bednar and rolls out of bounds. Turnover. Peyton Talberg in the game for Malacca. Piers by 10, 18-8, 8:22 to go. Knocked loose inside, picked up by Nick Harold. Harold back for Casper. Up ahead comes Bozer. Down low, Bednar. Little ball fake. Shot blocked. Oh, they got a foul. They're going to get Peyton Talberg, and that'll send Hunter Bednar to the free throw line.
20, Peyton Talberg.
Must have been body because that looked like it was all ball for Talberg there. Bednar for two. Short. And now Hunter will shoot one more. Hunter is a 45% free throw shooter, averaging about 3.2 a game off the bench. Missed them both. Rebound for Malacca. 18-8. 8:08 to play. Wolves with the ball. Dribble drive. Franson takes it inside. He misses. Rebound ripped away by the senior Bednar. Up ahead to Johnny Casper, surveying the court. To Harold, back to Johnny. Now Noah Bozer, he'll fire a three and hit it. Bozer in front of the Malacca bench.
Noah
rains down a three on his first attempt of the night, and it's 21-8 Piers. Top of the key, dribbling is Colgraf. Off a curl comes Crot to the corner for Garber. Back out, they reset in the hands of Franson now. Frampton guarded by Johnny Casper. Dumps it down to the right corner for Peyton Tallberg. He gets deep on the baseline and stays in bounds, firing across the baseline to Frampton. Frampton challenges Casper and forced to give up the ball. Now to Mitchell Garber. Back to the left side to Frampton. Out top comes Tallberg. Garber, good half-court defensive in the man-to-man. Tallberg with a nice spin. No, that's Garber. He misses off the iron, and there's Hunter Bednar with his second rebound. Bozer, three-pointer, left corner. That's an air ball. Rebound back the other way. Here comes Bryce Colgraf running. In traffic, nice lead pass, but a missed shot. And then out of bounds off Malacca. No, they say touch last by Harold. So Piers will stay on defense.
Into the Wolves, number 33, Christian Lindblom.
And Malacca will make another substitution. Christian Lindblom will come in, replacing Jimmy Crott. Piers 21, Malacca 8. Now Keel's back in. They get it into Mitchell Garber, posting up, firing over Bednar. That one rims out. Boy, Malacca's had several of those just sit on the iron and decide to come out. Weber now, right side, picked up his dribble. Crossed the way for Johnny Casper. Man-to-man now by Malacca. Here's Casper finding Bednar inside with the left hand.
Wow, Hunter Bednar.
And Hunter Bednar has his first two. Seven different Pioneers have scored as they spread the wealth here, and it's 23-8. Piers with 6:10 to play in the half. Top of the key comes Lindblom. Off now to Peyton Tallberg. Michael Meyer, Broderick Leshinsky, and Matt Taugis now set to return. We got a blocking foul on the Pioneers. And it's on Johnny Casper. Johnny's first, third team foul. Now Taugis, Leshinsky, and Meyer return for Bednar, Casper, and Harold. 6:02 to play in the half. And we've got a timeout on the floor. This is a Malacca full timeout. Piers 23, Malacca 8. Just over 6 minutes left on You Are There Sports.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Piers Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Piers Fire Department and You Are There Sports.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Nick Harold, member of the boys basketball team. We'd like to take this time to thank all of our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcast. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Piers High School be the best. Congratulations to all the people involved with the award-winning musical, Into the Woods. Also, congratulations to our Excel winners this year, Taryn Becker and Lucas Audi. As the winter sports seasons are in full swing, come and check out the action. Get involved in Piers athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
All right, we're back after the timeout. Pioneers create a turnover but miss a layup. Bolzer with the steal, and Harold's layup comes off the rim. There's a three, missed. Taugis, he's got a three-on-two break. Taugis down the lane, off balance, got the roll to go. Taugis. He had the game's first point, and now he's got five. And with 5.5 minutes to go, Piers has opened up a 17-point lead at home against Malacca, 25-8. Down to the low post. Turnaround in for two. Nice move. Matthew Franson posting up on the right block, able to get to rattle home. And now Taugis runs the point. Out comes Michael Meyer, about 6 feet behind the top of the key. They rotate it back to Taugis in the corner right side. One dribble, and Harold now has it for Meyer left side. Michael Meyer finds Leshinsky, open for a three look, and that's good. Broderick with three threes in the half.
Broderick Leshinsky. Leshinsky.
And it's 28-10 as Leshinsky has the range here in this first half. Malacca now with Franzen. Down into the left corner. Back out. Garber. Guarded by Nick Harold. Into the hands of Blake Keel. Near midcourt. Keel. Gives the ball up to Tallberg. Down low. Here is Franzen getting loose. He got it to go and is fouled. This will be on Broderick Leshinsky. His first. And that'll be team foul number 4 on the Pioneers.
Good. The ball is called on number 11, Broderick Leshinsky.
That makes it 28-12 with a chance to add one here for Matthew Franzen, a 6'2 junior. He and Dylan Ash, 6 points apiece, have accounted for all the Malacca scoring in a 28-12 lead. And now Franzen knocks down the free throw to make it 28-13 with 4:22 to go. Front court dribbles Matt Taugis. Directs the offense to the left side to Nick Harold. Harold dribbles out top for Leshinsky. They've put Franzen on him in the man-to-man. To the corner, posting up inside. Meyer, open basket. Meyer from Taugis. And it's 30-13 with 4 minutes to go as Weber and Casper check in. Krott ready to return for Malacca on the next whistle. Garber now works it out front. Tip by Harold. Nick saves it in. Who's going to win the jump ball here? And Bozer tips it to Leshinsky, who gets it ahead to Michael Meyer, who lays it up and in. Heads up by the Pioneers, knowing where their teammates were on the court and what the situation was. And Meyer, the recipient of a heads-up play by Noah Bozer. Turnaround inside. Too long. Taugis fights for the rebound, and he wins the battle. 3:25 to go. Up ahead comes Leshinsky now. Stops and travels. Got caught in between on his momentum. And the referee blows the whistle. And now Casper and Weber will come in. And Krott returns for Malacca. Harold and Bozer will sit while Garber takes a seat for the Wolves. 3:20 to go. 32-13. Pioneers in front of Malacca tonight. Into the front court races Blake Keel. Now left side, he's right in front of the Piers bench. Here's Franzen posting up, and he scores again.
Number 22, Matthew Franzen.
They have figured that out, that Franzen can post up and score effectively, and Leshinsky has just hit another three from the left side. Four threes for Broderick Leshinsky. 12 points for the senior, and it's 35-15 with 2:48 to go. To the left side now. Here's a three put up by Krott, and that hits. Jimmy Krott has his first points. 35-18. Casper now has it right of the center. Weber, I should say Casper, lobs down low. Meyer catches it on the block. Comes back. Weber comes into the lane. A little trouble handling the pass, so they'll reset. And the ball tipped out of bounds by Malacca as Taugis tried to feed it back into the low post. 2:21 to play. Taugis into Casper. Back to Matt. Leshinsky retrieves an errant pass out near midcourt. And now Johnny Casper works the ball left side. Casper for Weber. Aaron holds it overhead for Leshinsky. Weber coming off a 24-point game at Howard Lake last night. Inside, Meyer glides to the rim and scores off another assist from Taugis. Meyer with eight, and it's 37-18. Bednar and Harold come to the scorer's table, joined by Noah Bozer now. Here's left baseline, Franzen. Dribble drive, now off-balance finger roll, no good. And boy, is Taugis having a nice first half on the boards. Good lead pass. Leshinsky, though, too far under the basket, missed the layup. Back the other way comes Malacca in transition now. Lindblom gives the ball up to Franzen out on the floor. He's going to drive on Casper, gave it up. Here's a three for Keel. That's good. Blake Keel for three from the right side. Wolves have hit threes their last two trips down. Here's Casper dishing to the corner. Leshinsky for his fifth. No, it's long. Rebound. Here comes Malacca, and they're going to get a foul on Casper. Johnny tried to poke it away from behind, as Blake Keel brought the ball up court. That's two on Johnny and the 15 foul. And now Bednar, Harold, and Moser will come in as Meyer and Casper and Leshinsky will take a seat. 1:03 to play in the half. Pierce 37, Malacca 21. Under a minute now as Keel leaves it out high for Dylan Ash. Ash knocked loose, and Weber with a steal. Good quick hands there by Aaron Weber, forcing the turnover. Dribbles into the front court now, 45 seconds. Off for Talges, tees up a three, long rebound for Keel. Keel looks to clear, gets it ahead to Christian Lindblom. In transition comes Krott, tipped away by Talges. One on two for Matt Talges with Franzen back. Blocked by Keel from behind. 25 seconds left, 37-21. Pioneers up by 16 coming up on halftime. Here's Franzen driving strong down the left side. He picks up a foul, and it's on Nick Harold on a hand check. First on Nick, sixth team foul. Very few whistles in this first half. Malak has been whistled for only two fouls. That's only the sixth on Pierce. And at the free throw line is Matt Franzen shooting two. He's got 9 points and now 10. He's 2 of 2 from the line, and now Garber will come in for Keel with 18.4 seconds left in the half. Free throw, that one's also good. Pioneers with 16 seconds at midcourt. Talges for Harold. Cross the way, Bozer. Free throw line, Weber back out. Harold, 7 to shoot. Bozer now right side to the corner. Weber's 3 is good with 2 seconds left. Weber hits a 3. The Wolves fail to get a shot off. The horn sounds, and we've reached halftime. Pierce by 17 at the break. Pioneers 40, Wolves 23 as we begin our halftime show right here on You Are There Sports.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce. For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, "Go Pioneers!"
Who do I play high school softball for? I play for my mom and dad who've never missed a game. I play for the smell of my leather glove, the sound of infield chatter, and that incredible feel of the ball jumping off my bat. I play for sacrifice bunts and sacrifice flies because they've taught me what it means to be a teammate.
Whether they're playing for their teammates, their classmates, or their community, high school student athletes in Minnesota learn important lessons they'll use for the rest of their lives, like respect for the rules, time management skills, and the value of hard work and sacrifice.
I play high school softball for my friends who decorate my locker before every big game. That's who I play for. Play for keeps. Play for fun. Play on.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back at the Memorial Athletic Center in Pierce, one of the better offensive first halves this season for Pierce is they put up 40 on the board at halftime to lead Malacca by 17 after 18 minutes of basketball. Pierce 40, Malacca 23. As we look at the totals for Malacca, Matthew Franzen leading the Wolves with 11, Dylan Ash with 6, and then 3 apiece for Jimmy Krott and Blake Keel. playing but not scoring were Mitchell Garber, Bryce Colgraf, Peyton Talberg, and Christian Lindblom for head coach Derek Miller of Malacca. Malacca goes 3-for-3 from the free throw line, all of them by Matthew Franson. They only committed 2 fouls in the entire half, 1 apiece on Franson and Talberg, so Coach Miller, little to no worries about foul trouble heading into the second half. He did use 2 of his timeouts, so he'll have 3 at his disposal in the second half. For the Pioneers, 7 players get in the scoring column of the 8 that saw action, and they are led by Broderick Leshinsky. All 12 of his points from long range, 4 three-pointers for Broderick in the first half. I think he was 4-for-5 from the line. Boy, Wolves are already back out on the floor. 12 for Broderick Leshinsky. 8 for Michael Meyer. Aaron Weber, his 3 with a couple of seconds left, gave him 7 at halftime. 5 points for Matt Taugis. 3 apiece for Johnny Casper and Noah Bozer, 2 for Hunter Bednar, and Nick Harold saw action but did not get in the scoring column yet. Piers goes 1-for-4 from the free throw line. Johnny Casper went 1-of-2. Hunter Bednar 0-for-2 from the stripe. For Piers, Johnny Casper, the only player to pick up 2 fouls. There were 1 foul apiece on Broderick Leshinsky, Michael Meyer, Hunter Bednar, and Nick Harold in that half. Well played. I should say clean played. Not a lot of whistles to stop action, so there was plenty of good flow and energy in that first half, and the Pioneers are shooting well. They're looking for each other quite well. That extra little bounce pass in traffic is getting through, and Pioneers are finishing when more often than not when they get the chance, and that's helped them to a sizable lead at halftime. Piers 40, Malacca 23 at the break. As you look at this Malacca schedule, mentioned they most recently won their last outing. That snapped a 6-game losing streak. They won at Mora Thursday night, 59-46, but they'd lost at home to Kimball prior to that on Monday of this week. Kimball beat Malacca 66-64 in a tight one. Then they lost by 4 at home to Little Falls, 71-67. So they played some close games recently, but come up short, but they'll have to climb out of a deep hole here at halftime as the Pioneers with a big lead, 40-23 at halftime. Earlier tonight, JV action saw Malacca win 57-41 over the Piers JV. Lucas Adi led the Piers JV in scoring tonight with 10 points. Alec Lochner had 9. Terrell Shaw and Johnny Hopkins 6 apiece. Preston Rushlow scored 5. Jesse Marshick had 3. And Christopher Marshick had 2 tonight in a 57-41 JV loss tonight. So here come the Pioneers now out of their locker room. They will join the Wolves as the halftime shootout wraps up here. We'll come back. We'll take a look at some of the results from last night on a full action of boys action and also some games played today on a Saturday. We'll be back. It's halftime. Piers 40, Malacca 23 on You Are Their Sports.
At Verizon Wireless, we think choosing a wireless plan shouldn't be complicated, so we're introducing one simple plan. Hi, this is Sarah. Stop in and visit us and pick the size plan that works for you. Add a phone for $20 a month plus taxes and fees, then switch it up whenever you want. Unlimited talk and text are even included. Visit us at Design Electronics today for all the details.
Smartphone device payment activation required. Subject to Verizon Wireless agreements, calling plan, and credit approval. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, Whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck.
Piers leading by 17 at halftime over Mille Lacs, 40-23. C-Squad win overtime tonight. Piers a winner over Mille Lacs in C-Squad action, 43-42. In some other action today in boys basketball, at Target Center, Eden Valley Watkins wins over Watertown Mayor, 65-60. And Maple Lake went to Rockford tonight, and the Rockets beat the Irish 77-53. Tonight, Dassel Kakato is at Howard Lake Waverly Winstead. Other finals today in Central Lakes play St. Cloud Tech over Sauk Rapids Rice, 58-46. And Brainerd edged Apollo 56-55 in boys action. Wilmer's at Alex tonight, Osakis at Parker's Prairie, New London Spicer at Mound West Tonka. In boys action last night within the conference, Piers in double overtime down at Howard Lake Waverly Winstead, 78-74. Holding Ford bested Painesville, 57-32. BBE defeats Maple Lake last night by a bucket, 57-55, and it was Eden Valley Watkins over Kimball, 59-47. In girls action today, a couple of finals in, including Dassel Kakato over Howard Lake Waverly Winstead, 49-33. Fergus Falls defeated Sartell, 54-49. Brainerd all over Apollo, 84-53. Of course, we had wrestling last night from Cass Lake High School. Pioneers look very good, 53-10 over Black Duck Cass Lake Bena. We are ready for the start of the second half, and we are underway. It's Johnny Casper, Matt Taugis, Broderick Leshinsky, Michael Meyer, and Aaron Weber starting for the Pioneers. Meyer into the lane for Weber. Weber scores from Casper. Good ball movement. Weber with nine, and it's 42-23. The lineup for Malacca is Franson, Keel, Crott, Ash, and Garber, their original starting five. Into the low post, Franson backing down Taugis. Off the glass, no, rebound, Michael Meyer. Ahead to Johnny Casper now. Casper back, Taugis thought about a three, now throws it down low, and there's Meyer open again. And Michael Meyer's got 10, and boy, are the Pioneers passing well tonight. Now it's Blake Keel motoring into the front court in front of the Wolves bench. The lead is 21 now, 44-23. Ash in the low post. Good move, but he can't get it to drop. It rimmed all around the rim and came out. This will be Michael Meyer second. First of the half on the Pioneers.
Number one, Michael Meyer is second.
Shooting two is Dylan Ash with 6 points tonight. The sophomore hits it. First point of the half for Mille Lacs makes it 44-24, a minute and a second into the second half. Second is good. 8 points for the 6 foot 4 inch sophomore. And the lead is 19 for Piers as they bring it up court with Johnny Casper. Casper to the top now for Matt Taugis. Casper now Leshinsky left side back for Johnny. Right side for Taugis. Johnny, one dribble to the free throw line, pivots around, look for help. Matt Taugis shovels it into Casper, back out Leshinsky off a Meyer screen, long rebound, Keel, tipped by Taugis, stolen by Casper. Johnny, jump stop for Meyer, up and in. 12 for Meyer and another good assist. This one credited to Johnny Casper. Into the front court races Matthew Franson. Gives it back out to Mitchell Garber, left side for Keel. Near the logo, 16:05 to play. Piers 46, Mille Lacs 25. Right side comes Matt Franson. Into the lane, Ash asking for it, gets it, kicks it out. Garber open for three, no good. Ash tips the rebound, but it's taken by Broderick Leshinsky. Leshinsky now front court for Weber, holds it overhead, starts his dribble. Finds Casper out top. Right side, back to Johnny, left side. Into the high post comes Weber to take a pass. Fires it back out for Johnny Casper. Under 15 and a half minutes left here at the MAC tonight as Taujus wraps a pass inside. Open Leshinsky opted not to shoot, drives, and got a nice fingertip roll. Leshinsky's got 14 tonight. His first two-pointer of the night increases the lead to 23, 48-25 over Malacca. With 15 minutes left to play in this basketball game. Ash, a little jump hook, turnaround, got it to go.
55, Dylan Ash.
And Dylan Ash joins Matthew Franson in double figures for Malacca. Franson with 11, Ash now with 10. The bulk of the scoring from those two individuals tonight for the Wolves. 21 of their 27. Casper finds Meyer deep again. Puts it up. That one doesn't go, but Meyer tips it out to the wing. Saved by Leshinsky. And now Casper rifles one off the knee of Meyer. Weber gets down and scrambles to force a held ball with Dylan Ash. And the arrow goes to Malacca.
Into the Wolves, number four, Bryce Colgraff, originally number five in the programs.
Bryce Colgraff comes in. And there's a steal by Casper off the inbound, then a bucket. Five for Johnny, and a blocking foul on Matt Taujus as Colgraff brought it up court. That'll be the first on Taujus. Second team foul.
His first.
Backcourt pass in finds Matt Franson open. He's being defended by Johnny Casper. Deep to the baseline, slipped a little bit on the floor, throws it up, and it comes down in the hands of Weber. Didn't have his feet underneath him as he put that one up. Now Casper drifts back, 14 minutes left. Weber will put up a three, nothing but net for Aaron Weber. Aaron Weber with a dozen points. And the Pioneers are starting to put this one to bed, 53-27. Down to the post. Ash kicks it out. Franson fires. That's off. Ash had the rebound go right through his hands to Leshinsky. Broderick accelerates. Down to the corner. Not there. Back out to Johnny Casper. Casper looking left, looking right. Now bounces it to Matt Taujus. One dribble, skip pass. Leshinsky to the corner. Meyer down low. Up and in. That's Aaron Weber.
Number five, Aaron Weber.
14 for Weber. 24 last night for Aaron. He's averaging 15 and a half a game. Last night, his 24 points moved him into seventh place on the all-time school scoring list, as there's Franson coming up with an errant shot. Aaron passed Mike Pepping last night into seventh, and they're going to get Casper on a push-off. Johnny threw a little flipper out, and Johnny picks up his third team foul. Now we get Bednar in, Bozer in, Harold will come in, and leaving the floor will be Taujus, Leshinsky, and Weber. Weber now just over 1,100 career points. Seventh all-time. Here's a pull-up, Garber right side of the lane, and boy, the Wolves struggling from the field right now. 55-27. They've been outscored 15-4 in this half. Casper inside for Meyer. Yes. Timeout Piers as Meyer off a Casper assist. The lead is 30. 57-27 with a timeout on the floor.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Piers and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowner's coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Piers and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Piers area. Call 468-6177 or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217.
12 and a half minutes to play tonight. Piers 57, Malacca 27. Into the front court comes Bryce Colgraf. Picked up his dribble, guarded by Harold. Now down low, threw it right through the hands. That was Krott. Now it's Tauges into the front court. Deep for Meyer. He got pushed, and they're going to get a foul. This will be on Jimmy Krott. And again, they get it down low to Michael Meyer. First of the half on the Wolves. First of the game on Krott. Christian Lindblom will come in, and now we also see number 42, Cade Sorensen, checking in for the first time. He's a 6'2 freshman. Here's Harold skipping one for Bednar. Inside Meyer. Boy, that has been there all night.
Michael Meyer.
8 in each half for Michael Meyer, and it's a 16-point game for the senior. And with 11:55 to go, it's a 32-point lead. Left side three on the way, rims out, rebound tip. Bozer chasing, saves it, throws it into Harold. Pioneers have numbers if they want it. Into the front court, Tauges into the lane. Back out for Noah Bozer, right side, quick release, three, got it! Bozer adds three. 6 tonight for Noah, and the lead is 35. Pioneers have come out of halftime now in a 22-4 run. Inside Franzen posting up, that doesn't go, but he's fouled. Dylan Ash has the only 4 points this half for Malacca. Tauges called for the foul, his second. And it'll be Matthew Franzen shooting a couple. Franzen is 3 for 3 tonight, all 11 of his points in the first half. Franzen got that one to go on a bounce. Chris Gammon is going to come in for the Pioneers, replacing Matt Tauges. Peyton Rothenberg comes in for Malacca. So we see the senior Chris Gammon on the court. Second free throw is no good. Meyer elevates for the rebound, and here comes Nick Harold. Off now for Bozer. Skips it off for Gammon. Chris saves it from going out of bounds. Good hustle by Gammon. Hunter Bednar out. Harold tees up a three. That bangs off the rebound for Bozer underneath. Noah had it poked out of bounds. Touched last by Colgraf of Malacca. 10:58 to go. Pierce 62, Malacca 28. Baseline right on the pass in for Noah Bozer. Noah looking. Gammon takes it now left side. Chris gives it up to Bozer. Cross the way for Harold. Back out to Gammon. Chris stops, flips it right side for Harold. 10:45 to go. Chris Gammon gives it back to Bozer. Pioneer skipping it from one wing to the other. Now to Bozer left side. Zone here by Malacca. Harold right side. 10:35 to go. Gammon being urged to fire away by his teammates on the bench. Gammon back out now for Noah Bozer. Piers 62, Malacca 28. 10:20 to go. Here's Meyer posting up. Gammon for three, short. Rebound, Bednar basket. Hunter Bednar planted himself right under the rim, and the ball came right to him, and he's got 4 points tonight. Now a drive, and that one no good. A foul, though, as Peyton Rothenberg will shoot a couple. Foul is on Chris Gammon. His first team's fifth. Two for Peyton Rothenberg, 6'2 sophomore for Malacca. 10:03 to go. Just checked in, and that one is long. No good. One more for Rothenberg. On its way, and that one crawls around and off. Rebound ripped away by Michael Meyer. Bozer zips it ahead, finds Bednar open, missed it. Rebound Rothenberg. What a look, though, from Noah Bozer from midcourt. 9:50 to go. Quick three by Keel from the corner is good. At six now for Blake Keel tonight. 9:40 to go. A 33-point lead as Harold finds Gammon in the corner. Chris back out Bozer. Bozer, three-pointer. That one is off the rim. Bednar, the offensive board. Harold thought about it, holds it. 9:25 to go. Harold back with his dribble still alive, gets a Bednar screen. Now Meyer flashes out top. Rosenberg pokes it away. Michael regains. Bozer, pass tipped away and knocked loose, picked up, and there's a block by Bednar as Cade Sorensen had the steal, but Hunter Bednar with the rejection. He elevated there. Pass in for Rothenberg. Into the corner, Keel. Cross the way for Lindblom. Here's Keel firing. Too long. Meyer, another board. 9 minutes to go. 33-point lead. If the Pioneers score this possession or get a lead of 35, we hit running time now. Here's a drive. Harold off balance, and he draws a foul, and Nick will shoot a couple of free throws. Nick had some key moments in last night's double overtime win for the Pioneers.
Called on number 30, Blake Keel.
Keel called for the foul, his first second team foul. Nick can't get the first one to go. Nick hasn't scored tonight. Four new players coming in. Four of the five original starters return. That means Ash, Franson, Krott, and Garber are back out on the court. One more for Nick Harold. That one is good. So Nick has scored, and with 8:45 to go, it's 65-31. Front court now for the Wolves, Christian Lindblom. For Garber, posting up Ash, draws a double. Ball rolls to the corner, picked up by Krott. Krott's pass knocked away, picked up by Noah Bozer. Pierce coming back with 8:25 to go. Nick Harrell dribbles to the left of center. Goes right side for Bednar. Now Gammon out on the floor. Chris dribbles once, stops. Meyer finds Bednar cutting across the way. Bozer up and in.
Number 33, Noah Bozer.
And we hit running time with 8:04 to go. 67-31, a 36-point lead tonight. Into the low post. Ash, good position, gives it up to Lindblom, who scores.
Number 33, Christian Lindblom.
Ash finds Lindblom open from the right side, and he's got his first points. 7:40 to go, 67-33 now. Here's Meyer, left elbow out top. Bednar for Harold. Nick Harold for Chris Gammon. Gammon back for Michael Meyer, being guarded by Ash way out on the floor. Inside, Meyer open deep again, and that has been all night long. Timeout, Piers.
Timeout, Pioneers.
That is 9 field goals for Meyer, and I bet none of them are more than from 3 feet out. Just little curls and extra passes resulting in layups for Meyer all night. 18 for Michael. And it's 69-33 Pioneers.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers over the past 10 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you.
We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street Piers.
All right, after the Piers timeout, Malacca with the ball, Mitchell Garber. Left side, Christian Lindblom back to Garber. Now right side for Matthew Franson. Wolves have had good success when they've posted Franson up down low. That's where the bulk of his points have come from. Here's a left-handed floater, no good. Weber comes out of the pack with the rebound. Weber, Casper, Taujas, Bednar, and Leshinsky for Piers right now. Franzen, Ash, Garber, Lindblom, and Krott. Bednar drives and scores and is fouled. Hunter Bednar, he's got six tonight. And the foul is on Jimmy Krott, his second. Malacca's third.
His second.
One shot for Hunter Bednar with 6:20 to play. That one is good. Bednar with seven, including five this half. And it is a 72-33 blowout tonight. Front court comes Christian Lindblom. Left side for Krott, guarded by Leshinsky in the man. Into the high post, Ash works it back out left side for Garber. Now down deep left corner, baseline drive. Casper poked it away. Weber saves it into Taugis. Matt running the court. Matt racing. He lays it up over the front of the rim and scores.
15, Matt Taugis.
It started with a Casper poke away, a Weber flip into midcourt, and a race to the rim by Taugis. 74-33. 5:35 to go. Here's Mitchell Garber. Left side for Matt Franzen. Lowers the shoulder, and they're going to get a charge on Franzen. He pleads his case, but that looked pretty obvious.
Offensive foul call on number
player control foul on Matthew Franzen, his second, fourth team foul. And now both coaches bring in multiple substitutions. Jake Olson is in for the first time for Malacca. Also in for the first time, number 34, John Broberg. Lucas Oddy is in for the first time for Pierce. Harold off for Bozer. Now Chris Gammon. Gammon dribbles on the wing. Harold comes out top. 4:40 to play here. 74-33. Harold right side for Lucas Oddy. Oddy being guarded by Rothenberg. Out top comes Noah Bozer now. 4.5 minutes to go. Noah dribbles back to midcourt. High post. Here's Bednar facing up. Left side down in the corner for Chris Gammon. Pass out front, tipped away. Good anticipation by the Wolves' Olsen. He missed it, but Sorensen on the follow.
Sorensen.
Credit Jake Olson for jumping that pass and starting that scoring play for Malacca. Here's Harold driving and a reach-in foul on the Wolves. Who's it going to be on? It'll be on number 42. That is Cade Sorensen.
42, Cade Sorensen.
It's his first.
His first.
Lucas Oddy to pass in. Oddy for Gammon. Oddy cuts back door. Gammon doesn't give it to him. Instead, he goes right side for Bozer. Bozer drives, skips it across the way for Lucas Oddy. Back out top. Harold gets bumped, and they'll get a foul on Rothenberg here. Not the 1-1 yet. His first. It'll be bonus from here on out. That's the sixth team foul, but there's not a lot of time left with running time. We're at 3:13 and counting. Bozer running the point. Into the free throw line for Harold. Nick, one dribble. Oddy driving, stopping, gives it back out now for Nick Harold. 3 minutes to go. 74-35. Harold drives. Gammon looks to go back for Harold, and they'll circle back around. Underneath, there's Oddy all alone for two.
Lucas Oddy
scores. 2:40 to go, 76-35, Pioneers. To the top of the key comes John Broberg. Pass inside for Sorensen, muscles it up. It's too long. Bozer with the rebound, and he'll slow it down now as we're down to 2 minutes and 20 seconds left to play. And Coach Pepping will use a timeout to get a couple of players in. Christopher Marshick and Johnny Hopkins will come in.
Number 41, Johnny Hopkins, and number 35, Christopher Marshick.
So no time, just the timeout to get guys in as Hopkins will inbounds to Oddy. Now to Gammon. Marshick calling for it. Christopher gets it, low block. Christopher up, and he draws a foul. And Marshick will shoot a couple. Christopher did a nice job posting up down low.
Number 24, Jake Olson.
Jake Olson called for the foul. And Christopher Marshick. Up and long, no good. Christopher Marshick. Up, and that one spins out. Johnny Hopkins battles for the rebound. I think they're going to get Johnny on a foul here. Yep, they did.
Foul's called at number 41, Johnny Hopkins. His first.
Johnny picks up a foul. Under a minute and a half to go. Rothenberg will dribble up court. Met by Hunter Bednar. To the wing right side for Broberg. And there's Bednar with a steal. Gets it off to Adi. Adi ahead for Christopher Marshick. Marshick for Hopkins for Adi's three. Long rebound for Malacca. That's Jake Olson with the board. Now it's Rothenberg front court with a minute to play. Broberg rotates it. Now inside Sorensen. Baby hook drops.
Basket by number 42, Cade Sorensen.
4 points for Cade Sorensen tonight. 45 seconds to play. Lucas Adi bounces it out top for Hunter Bednar. Pierce 76, Malacca 37. Now it's Christopher Gammon. Gammon, right wing for Bednar. 25 to play. Pioneers likely will just hold it out here and run this one out. 19 left. Bednar will drive and dish. Gammon didn't shoot. Now Bednar back to Chris Gammon. 10 to play. There's a steal. Rothenberg will go up and score. And that'll likely do it. Final score from Pierce tonight. The Pioneers, in their most lopsided game of the year, defeat Malacca 76-39. A 37-point win for the Pioneers to finish off a 3-0 week. Teams meeting to shake hands will begin the postgame next. Pioneers win big tonight, 76-39 over the visiting Wolves.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers over the past 10 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Pioneers complete their week with three wins. This one the most decisive. A 37-point win for Pierce tonight. 76-39. They defeat Malacca in convincing fashion. And the head coach of the Pioneers joins me. Coach Matt Pepping, tonight, passing. The guys were on target tonight.
Yeah, we made that extra pass the first half. I thought we found the hot guy. Broderick was hot the first half, and we made the extra one. And that was good to see. We found Mike a lot the second half down low, and we just passed till we got a good shot, and that was nice to see.
Yeah, I mean, Michael, he was virtually unstoppable down low. I made the comment. I said he made 9 field goals. I bet none of them were more than 2 feet out away from the hoop.
Yeah, he kind of lived off dribble penetration from Johnny and those guys, and they do a nice job finding him. Aaron and him work well against that 2-3. So, yeah, we're good, and we're improving, so that's good to see.
Mike, also a strong game on the glass. Also, Matt Tauges was in battling for boards again. He's shown a propensity to do that from the point guard spot, to get inside and mix it up.
Yeah, he's really worked on his vertical, too, so he can jump with those big guys, and he's pretty athletic, so he can go and get it. But, yeah, we're doing a nice job rebounding, and that's good to see a little improvement from there, and we'll be tested Thursday versus Maple Lake.
That's for sure, as the Pioneers win tonight, a 3-win week for the Pioneers. Well, second round of CMC action coming up. Maple Lake has fallen a little bit off. They lost last night to BBE. They get drubbed today by Rockford. So you go down there, and that was your season opener coming off the football break and a layoff. I mean, not a lot of practice time and kind of still finding yourself, your basketball legs. So who knows what will happen down there in Maple Lake?
Yeah, hopefully we can play a lot better than the first time and shoot the ball a lot better. So we'll see what happens Thursday night. If we can go undefeated the second half, I think we can get a share of the conference title.
All right, Coach, good luck.
Thanks, Larry. Right.
That is head coach Matt Pepping of this Piers Pioneer team. They are back at 500 now. This is their 7th win to go along with 7 defeats. 3-0 this week. 2-point win here against Holding Ford, a 4-point double overtime win on the road in Howard Lake last night. Not so much drama tonight. Pioneers led 40-23 at half. They go on to cruise 76-39 over Malacca. The Wolves' record falls to 2-12 now. The next game for Malacca will be at home. They'll take on their neighbors, Foley, on Tuesday night. That's next up for Malacca. Their leading scorer tonight was Matthew Franzen. He finishes with 12, only one in the second half, though, on a free throw. Dylan Ash has 10, 6 points for Blake Keel on a pair of made three-pointers, 4 late for Cade Sorensen. Jimmy Crott ends the night with 3. 2 points apiece for Christian Lindblom and Peyton Rothenberg. Malacca goes 6-9 from the charity stripe tonight. The Pioneers are led by Michael Myers, 18-point effort tonight. 8 in the first half, 10 in the second half. Broderick Leshinsky finishes with 14. He hit 4 threes in the first half for 12. He got a bucket on a drive in the second half, so he's got 14. Aaron Weber had 7 in each half. He finishes with 14. After that, 8 for Noah Bozer, 7 each for Hunter Bednar and Matt Tauges, 5 for Johnny Casper, 2 for Lucas Adi, and 1 for Nick Harold. Piers 3-9 from the free throw line tonight. Very good effort all around by the Pioneers. They are now 7-7 this season, and they have won 3 in a row. And they will try and make it 4. Coming up now for the Pioneers, Thursday, they go to Maple Lake. Saturday afternoon, I think that's like a 12:30 game. That's the varsity start. So I would think varsity start 12:30. So JV 11 o'clock maybe. So that's at Long Prairie Gray Eagle. That's in Long Prairie. That is a Thursday, Saturday week next week for the Pioneer boys. Certainly two winnable games, and see if we can string together now, make it a 5-game win streak. Again, I mentioned the next opponent, Maple Lake. The Irish lose by 2 last night to Belgrade Brutinel Rosa, 57-55. Then they got beat by 24 today by Rockford, 77-53. Earlier this year in the season opener, Maple Lake defeated the Pioneers here 50-42. That was back on December the 4th, first game of the season for the boys. Obviously, a lot has changed. A lot has improved. Conditioning is better. Health is better. I expect a different outcome next Thursday night down in Maple Lake. Our next broadcast will be Tuesday when the Holdingford girls come here. Huskers are playing better basketball on the girls' side, boys' side as well. Things are looking up over there in Huskerland on the basketball court. Both programs playing better this winter than they have in recent years. Pioneer girls will try and rebound from their loss at Eden Valley Watkins the other night. And it's always a good battle between Piers and Holdingford coming up. That is Tuesday night, 7:30, right here on You Are There Sports. Thanks for listening, everyone. Congratulations, the Pioneer boys, for the first time this year, have a 3-game winning streak. They'd had 2 in a row twice prior to tonight, but tonight they make it 3 as they win big tonight over Malacca in a quickie, a fast game, 76-39. Thanks for listening. We'll see you Tuesday night for the Huskers and the Pioneers girls basketball here on You Are There Sports.
Thanks for listening to Pierce Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports. Pierce Pioneer Sports has been brought to you by Marshick Insurance, Radio Shack, your authorized Verizon retailer, RE/MAX Central and Dave Fisher, The Brickyard, Family Medical Center and St. Gabriel's Hospital, Amp Fitness, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating, and the Pierce Fire Department. Pierce Pioneer Sports all season long, also brought to you by Bob's Lumber and Supply, West Buckman Electric, The Insurance Shop, Becker Screen Printing and Design and the Clothesline, Gertz Concrete, Horizon Health, Kinko Drywall, the Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, the Red Rooster, Schomer Insurance, and the Pierce School District. Again, thanks for listening to Pierce Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports.